This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. In the continuation of our study of marriage is for those who love God and one another, we are involved, as we began last time and we continue today, with a study of why do so many marriages fail. And I am emphasizing that by failure I do not mean they necessarily end in divorce, but that they simply are not what God would have them to be. If your marriage is not the source of happiness, if it is rather the source of great deal of displeasure, or even of great sorrow, of a great deal of frustration, then your marriage is a failure. Marriages are failing, and as I insisted last time, it is certainly clear that since marriage has come from God, and since the Bible is the Word of God, He has given us instructions concerning it, and He wants us to learn those instructions and apply them to our daily lives, and to make our marriages truly great. The Bible makes clear that our marriages can be great. But why are they failing? Basically, marriages fail because the persons involved in them fail as persons. And this is the case because persons involved in such failures are not guided by the Bible. Just as one cannot build a great house out of rotten lumber, he cannot build a great bridge out of steel that has rusted, so you cannot build a great marriage out of that kind of person who is not the kind of person that God would have us to be. This is simply the case because persons involved in such failures are not guided by the Bible. Marriages fail because persons who are inadequate are involved in those marriages, and these inadequate persons then become inadequate partners. To have a happy, successful marriage, that is, one that God would have us to have, there must be 2 adequate partners. 1 adequate partner is not enough. For to have 1 inadequate partner in a marriage is to have a marriage that is not what it ought to be. And to have adequate partners in a marriage, there must be adequate people, people who are following the Bible. The Bible is not dark and mysterious on these matters. Bible teaching on marriage is as plain as is the teaching on the gospel plan of salvation. It is simply a part of the living of the Christian life. And so let us turn our attention, first of all, in a negative way to this topic as to why marriages fail. And after that, we shall look in a positive way at the factors which enable us to have a successful marriage. The following points, that is, the points that I shall discuss, are not given in any particular order. That is, I have not tried to decide which factor is most decisive in causing failure in marriage. I am simply listing them and will come to my explanation of them as they come to do the best I can for your benefit, and I hope and pray that they will be of value to all of us. Why do marriages fail? One factor in the failure of so many marriages is this: the failure to understand the commitment which is involved in marriage. Soon we shall discuss in detail that commitment which marriage involves. I shall discuss an entire lesson, perhaps it will require more than one lesson, on the topic, the profound significance of saying I do during the marriage ceremony. And I will be raising and trying to answer the question, to what do we commit ourselves when we go through the wedding ceremony? When we marry, we may say, till death do us part. In fact, it is involved in it. It ought to be, because the Bible certainly teaches it. This is practically a permanent, unconditional surrender. It is a gaining of liberty, but a liberty gained with stringent limitations. It is a liberty regulated by the will of Christ. And I shall discuss this more fully in just a day or two. Another reason for failure in marriage is immaturity. And again, I plan to devote an entire lesson to this later on. This is so very important, so vital and fundamental, however, that I must say something about it in just mentioning here today as we get into the basic series of why marriages fail. An immature person is simply not an adequate marriage partner. But our time is gone for today. I hope that you'll be with us, that you'll plan to be with us, and perhaps ask others to listen also next time as we continue our study of this Bible topic, marriage is for those who love God and one another.